Good evening. This is KD2AIG, Nick Control for the Blackbird Noise Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom Valanche Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boom Valanche Jackson Hill. This is an informal net and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scholar Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone's welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me, KD2AIT, and I'll set that up. You can email me at KD2AIT at KD2AIT.com. We're looking for people who can do the net on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. All right, should a net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net free handle on our website at www.boomerlayrc. I think I finished the name. It's www.boomerlayrc.com. We have a announcement for the holiday Christmas dinner. It will be at the Edge, or sorry, at the Boondocks in Lions Falls, December 11th at 7 o'clock. So same as we've done the last 2 years here. So everybody covers their own check, and everybody's welcome. All amateur radio operators are welcome, or anybody who's looking to get into the hobby. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, my father John. I'm assuming you're made one of your stops on your way back from Florida. So where are you and what's going on?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, we're currently in Waltersboro, South Carolina. We stopped short today because Interstate 95 is blocked from Santee up through Florence, about 70 miles of it, because of flooding. So either it's going to open tomorrow or we will be heading west, taking an alternate route, and see if we can loop up through Florence. Back to you, WB2REQ.
All right, yeah, I figured you'd probably run into something out there with the rain-o-geddon that they had down there, 13 inches or something like that. Anyway, all right, well, have a safe trip tomorrow. Good luck with your travels, and who knows, maybe you can see a different path that you haven't traveled by. All right, we'll catch up with you later. Okay, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Jeff. WA to you.
PFM and WA2U. I heard another station in there way in the background. I thought they said Ottawa, but it was the repeater was barely picking it up. You might want to boost your power up if you can, and we'll give you another shot for that last station to come in. see you there, Rochester repeater cutting in. I've heard it a couple times. All right, are there any other check-ins before we go to the top of the list?
KC2WI.
KD2FPM through the Echolink system.
All right, we'll start here at the top with M2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody on the net. 52 degrees. The range today was, it was 39 to 61, and did have a fair amount of sunshine. They were clouded up somewhat in the late afternoon. And doing a couple things with the models, with the trains and all. I got one other passenger car together to go with my early Amtrak set. So letting that sit there drying now overnight, and then I can put the floor and the, which has the trucks and couplers on it, and hopefully it'll work on the first try. But you never know. You might have luck sometimes. With that, we'll say God bless. 73 is nothing much else going on. And 2 PFM clear.
All right, George, well, good luck. And it's always an intricate hobby there. And anyway, all right, thanks. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U. Wanted to pass on to you there, John, that I'm trying to get a hold of somebody up there at the Rochester repeater. I know you, at one point you said you you knew some of the people running it. I'm trying to get a hold of Steve Clary, who I found to be, I believe he's the guy behind the vanity for the station. Just actually, while I was listening to George there, I searched, I found his email address up here at the Rochester Medical Center website. What that has to do with the repeater, if anything. But whatever information you can pass on to me about that, that would be great. And we'll see what's going on with you tonight, John.
Oh, good evening to you, Jeff, and everyone else, WA2U. And we sent off an email to you. I don't know if you got it yet or not. Good to hear George and Pete and Kevin and John zigzagging their way back up. Oh boy, I'm glad we're not down there. I was listening to the news today, 18 inches of water within 24 hours. So let's see, what did I do today? I did some stuff, ordered, was able, I think I've got some TV masting located, and I've located a decent antenna. I'm going to give this a shot before we have to do the satellite thing. I think if I get an antenna, we're relatively high here. I mean, not real high, but 1,200, over 1,200 feet. If I get up above the trees, I should be able to pick up something. The antenna I picked out is 36 dB gain, so that should work. We get stuff now, but that's just on the inside antenna. So, Kathy got all the wood piled, and I guess I can go out to the wood pile, and this is a great weather for it, nice and cool, and block up some more stuff, end up splitting it, and you know every few pieces you get done is less you have to do in the spring. So, we're trying to accomplish that. Kathy worked out in the garden today and got a lot of stuff done out there too. Still getting things out of there. Last Saturday, had a good day on Saturday. My friend Mark and I, we went into camp and put the last pier in. For the front of the camp on the left-hand side, so I've got a little break of moving the 90-pound chimney blocks around, which we use and dig a hole and fill them full of concrete, and so we got that done, and we'll put some beams under that, so we'll be able to get some of that done. So we did that on Saturday. Of course, we listened to our music Saturday and Sunday morning, and all is well with that. Oh. One of the people that you may want to search for information is, I heard them actually on Sunday, there was a call, K2FX, Foxtrot X-Ray. But there's another guy that's very involved with the people out there, and I know that if you get to certain websites, you can find, you can search, his name is Mike Rink, like skating rink, Mike Rink. and I'm not going to try to give you the call because the people change your calls. Used to be a guy out there, K2COP, but Mike Rink, and what makes it complicated now is they don't have their PL on, so anyone with any kind of a height, you end up bringing up the repeater, and they end up getting into this repeater because they're not using PL. So that's what, and the station we heard was from Ottawa. They're probably hearing the Rochester repeater, and it's going across the water. When I was involved with UNIREPCO, anything that came across the water, we called it the zero zone because, they're probably hearing the Rochester repeater, and the water is Ontario, Lake Ontario is acting as a big reflector for them, so just a thought. All right, turn it back over to you, and we'll listen. All is well here with Kathy and I, WATU.
I'm trying to get a hold of somebody there and maybe we can find something out. Maybe they can turn their PL on or we can figure out some kind of solution. It is getting a little bit, I know if I'm hearing it here in Boonville sometimes, then there's definitely an issue here. And I know Jack is, you can't even really check in with Jack right now, so it's to that point. So, anyway, all right, thanks. Thanks a lot, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, let's see, KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's going on?
Oh, what's happening here? KC2WI. Not too much. I'm going to call it an early night. I'm reading another Linux, new Linux, I don't know, from the free, not the free software, I don't know what it is, Free Technology Academy or something, it's a big PDF, 200 pages or something, I guess. So, I'm working on it. I got to figure out what the first thing I actually want to do with it is, other than, Windows-like stuff. Maybe, I'm not sure if I make a file server, if I make a, I don't know what I'll do. But, it's my project. The more time I spend up in Lake Pleasant and the more time that I have to come back here after sitting and looking out at the lake and stuff, the more motivated I am to figure out something that I can do from anywhere. So, nice weekend. I went up Saturday, came back this morning. Fall color is not bad, but it's kind of brown. I think it's just going to turn brown. I don't think it's going to get too much more peaky than it is because of all the dry weather. I did notice the Black River here is back down to its pre-rainstorm, well, maybe not quite, but more or less back down to the pre-rainstorm level. I noticed the dam, there's a Denley Dam. It's below the dam, it's not really flowing, overflowing the dam a lot, and there's a lot of it's low enough that you see a lot of that island in the middle is pretty big, and a lot of the mud flats are back. So after that runoff, the Black River's gone back down. I haven't gone over and looked at the moose, but I imagine it's kind of the same. Then West Canada Creek, on the way up, there was water in it, but it wasn't real raging. And the Hinkley Reservoir, it's still pretty low, like it usually is in the fall. So, well, I guess we dodged that any rain at all from that storm, and that's okay. We had enough in a couple days. Other than that, not too much new going on here. I'm looking forward to the New York QSO party. It's always the third Saturday in October, and from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The only kind of a sort of contest that I really kind of do halfway seriously, I kind of devote the whole day to it, not necessarily sitting at the radio for 12 hours. I never do that, but you know, I do it until I sort of get tired or the contacts slack off, and then if it's a nice day, I'll go outside, and if it's not, I'll do something else. But I'm pretty much operating the whole thing, and so I'm looking forward to that again this year. If it's a real nice day, well, I'll, you know, go out a little bit. If it's a crummy day, well, I'll spend more time in front of the radio. KC2WI.
Enjoy that, and that reminds me, I wanted to thank John there for sending me the list to print it out. I'm going to pack it up to the wall up there at camp. That's what I usually do most of my tinkering around in 2 meters, because we got a lot of time in the there. So anyway, thanks for that. We'll definitely be playing around with it and see what we can pick up. All right. Thanks, Pete. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. Hey, KD2FPM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff, good evening, and a good evening to everyone up there in the North Country. This is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York tonight. Hopefully by Thursday night I may be up in the Mohawk Valley, because I'll be heading over on Friday night to Syracuse to go see Benny Mardona's perform at the Palace Theater, so that's a kind of a big exciting thing. Eddie Money will be on stage with him, which will be even kind of cooler too, so I've got tickets down front, so that'll be kind of a fun thing for me to do. But yeah, last night I was going to get on and say hello to you guys, and unfortunately had family in town all weekend, and after I got off the Lowville net, I laid back, and next thing you know it, I was inspecting the back of my eyelids until almost 11:30, and I woke up and I missed the Octane net and everything else. So I was like, well, I guess I have to shoot for tomorrow night. So here I am tonight. On the outside, got 53 degrees under clear skies right now. And with that note, I'm going to kind of hunker down and throw an extra blanket on for the evening, because it's going to get a little cool here too. I will say 7-3 and send it back to net control. This is KD2FPM.
All right, KD2AIT for ID. All right, thanks, Kevin. Well, I haven't seen Eddie Money since, well, let's see, when did I see him last? It was in college. I think it was 89 or 90, somewhere in there. He was playing in Utica, and I think it was the Stanley, I'm pretty sure it was Stanley, if I remember right. They came up and they were looking for security, so they came to the college, you know, basically having the kids just work flight security. They were, you know, not the big stuff, but flight security, and pretty much you got in to listen and got a t-shirt. And I remember me and my buddies, yeah, we do that. And we got in, we grabbed their t-shirt, and we just walked up and stood in the aisles and listened to the show. And it was a good time. That was the last time I saw Eddie Money, many years ago. My roommate, in fact, was his limo driver there while he was in town. So it was kind of a neat experience. Anyway, all right, Kevin, thanks. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins? Sorry I missed the net last night. You know, we had a lot of stuff to do yesterday, and at one point I sat down and started to relax a little bit and watched some of the football game that I was recording, and next thing I know, I looked over and it was about 9:15, so sorry it happened. What are you going to do? And I don't know if I picked it up or not, but if somebody did, I appreciate it. We had to go up to camp there yesterday, and just trying to get everything finalized. The kids are going up for the youth hunt next weekend, this coming weekend, I should say. We wanted to get everything squared away, make sure everything was right and ready. So pretty much all we have to do is come in there and unpack, and they can get them up in there and see if they can get Alaskan deer here for their last youth hunt. They age out here at the end of this year for that. So, I mean, that's not much. It's been working today, and I got a little bit more work to do yet here tonight. So I'm head off to bed. All right, are there any other check-ins for the Black Rain Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
WHU with a query, read up.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, under Mike Rink, I think you'll see another call sign. I think they, well, you'd think I'd remember this as many times as I heard it in Clay. A Whiskey Romeo 2, he had one of the WR2, and I think he is the trustee of that call sign. So I think that would probably give you a really good start. If you can get a hold of Mike, he'll know what direction to, you know, stir you off and to get. It'd be nice if they put up a corner reflector. It's very, and they probably have access to a lot of different antennas. The Ra-Ra group is a pretty large group out there, but, you know, just do the coverage area, and that would really help immensely if they just put a corner reflector up and null out this area, WATU.
Well, I couldn't find anything on the license search with his name. I mean, there's a million rinks, but whenever I put in just for an M rink or nothing would come up. So I do see there's a Mike rink on Facebook. He lives in Rochester. He's the first result when he's typing up there. So I'm going to try to send this guy a message if I can and see if maybe he responds or not. And then can't get any contact information on him, but we'll see what happens. And I'll do a little more searching around here on the internet. All right, John, thanks. Are there any other comments or queries?
There's another call out there, K2COP. He might know the first people to get K2COP, and you would guess he is a police officer, WATU.
Who would have thought? All right, John, thanks. Anyone else? Okay, hearing nobody else, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net, return to frequency radio, which you use. Like to thank my father, John. George, John from Hinkley Reservoir there, Pete and Kevin for checking in tonight. Space 33, is anyone listening in? JD2AIT.
KD2FPM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use for Echolink. Appreciate it very much. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. 7-3, KD2FPM is out.
KB2NBU and Ray, I'll put you down. And looking for any additional stations. With or without traffic, please wait till your tail drops and your repeater.
This is N2WBX. Good evening, Jack.
Jack.
case. I'm getting pretty badly wiped out here. Anyways, I've got KC2NBU, I've got N2WBX, Dennis, and I'm quite sure I heard N5AOW, and there may have been another station. So, again, give a little hesitation there after your tail drops, and I'll try it again.
N5AOW, I don't know if you got me at all, Jack.
Yeah, I did, Bob. You came right through. I caught enough of it as somebody keyed it up down. It's been kicking on and off tonight. In fact, so bad through the 5 or 9 o'clock time frame that we couldn't even hear anything. I don't know if we even had a net tonight. It was that bad. But now it's a little more intermittent. Of course, again, I bring it up when I key up, unfortunately. Yep, but we got to N5AOW. I do have NBU, WBX, and AOW. I'll take another pause if there's any additional stations. Please check in after the tail drops. Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening and good day tomorrow. KA2007.